What are you here for, ma'am?
Bernstein, Your Honor.
Are you on this case?
I was the attorney for the three boys. I haven't filed my motion to withdraw, but they're representing themselves. So I'm here as a witness if you need it.
I don't think we're taking any witness testimony this morning. We have two people also in the courtroom. Is everybody else here for this case? I don't know. If you have a phone number and you don't identify yourself, then you're going to be removed. I don't know who 561-333-6366 is.
My name is Dr. Navarro, and I'm a court watcher, and I'm here on behalf of the Sam's junior and senior who had asked me to help them with this case.
Okay, what about the 530 number?
My phone number is 5. What did you want?
Yes, ma'am. What are you here for? What is your name?
That's Ginger Stanger.
Okay. Mr. Hall, are you here on this case?
Yes, Your Honor.
What is your position on this case? Are you a party to this case?
I'm not a party, just here as interested, because it relates to the foreclosure case where I am interested. Or at least part
okay.
of it. And part of it has, in theory, but this morning shouldn't, so.
Okay. And in the courtroom, who do we have here on the 9:30?
Good morning, Your Honor.
You can come up to the table, yes.
Good morning, Your Honor. Alan Rose, representing plaintiff, first as trustees in the case.
Okay. Yes, good morning, Your Honor. Cynthia Miller for Sweet Apple Broker and Marcus. We represent Charles Lafarge, who is guardian of the person's property in Sweet who is a judgment creditor. Okay. Who is the petitioner on the emergency petition? Who?
Ginger Stanger.
Ginger Stanger? Okay. Ms. Stanger, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so this is an emergency petition to withdraw or transfer funds. This is your motion. How would you like to go forward, ma'am? Are you representing yourself?
I'm representing Josh Shaker Daddy, Bernstein.
Okay, go ahead. How would you like to go forward on your motion?
Well,
ma'am?
I only have things that I've heard from Josh and Jake.
Okay, ma'am, I can't give you legal advice, but you filed an emergency motion before the court. Can you, first of all, are you able to share your screen?
No.
No, it's calling in.
Okay, it's just,
Yes, so, I mean, Your Honor, I could really quickly take it over, but, you know, pretty much...
But, sir, it's not your motion.
Okay.
You filed a declaration, but it's not your motion. It's Ms. Stanger's motion.
Okay.
So, Ms. Stanger, would you like to substantiate your motion?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
How are you?
So I'm
from Warner
at
10 o'clock. Yes.
Okay. And I was in the
courtroom,
so I didn't think I
see
you again.
Okay, we haven't started yet, Mr. Warner. You can be seated. Go ahead, Ms. Stanger. I'm not really sure what to do right now. Ms. Stanger is having a difficulty speaking. Do you oppose this motion?
I'm not going to use background.
I mean, you can give me background, but if the person is unable to articulate their position, I'll either hold it in abeyance, reset it, or deny it.
Well, I think the background will sort of explain how much you can't give her position
to
help the court.
Okay, sure.
So, by way of some brief background, the funds that we're talking about are funds that were deposited in the regular order and requested my client years ago through one of the prior judges, Judge Shear.
Mm-hmm.
So, because these were funds that were to be put into a trust for three children, one of the children is the one speaking.
Your Honor, sorry, can I can I object to Mr. Rose? These individuals were removed as trustees. They relinquished the funds into the court registry, and they're attempting to interfere with the trust administration again. Their ongoing behavior, including the use of expired mortgages, leverage, it just shouldn't be tolerated in here, and we've put all that in the motion. And so, again, they really shouldn't even be.
Okay, well, I'm having some difficulty here just because Ms. Stanger filed this emergency motion and then is unable to substantiate or articulate her motion. And so, if they're opposing it, I understand that you're objecting. But let me just...
Well, it's 6:30 a.m. in California, so...
Okay, well, we'll...
I'm not sure if they had her a cup of coffee yet.
You know, we set it on an emergency basis. We can certainly put it in afternoon. That works better for people who are, across the country. I'd be happy to do that.
Well, she put in the motion that she was in California, but...
I understand.
Hold on.
It's a little complicated with the hybrid hearing, you all being in person, then being on Zoom.
I would prefer to be here by Zoom. There will be any instructions.
That's okay.
Just by way of background, so these are funds that were deposited into the court registry for the benefit of three children of Ellie Murphy, Joshua James. There's no dispute about that. The funds are there. Funds that should have been in a trust, but because there was no trustee going to serve, defense judgment made a finding about their parent and father being adverse and destructive in the range. We ended up in this place. We had a guardian ad litem. We had many hearings. We couldn't find a thing to do with the funds, so we deposited it into the court registry. One thing I would point out, Your Honor, is there is a order from Judge here that directs you how you are to decide whether to release funds. And so that order is probably in 2016 or 2017. I don't have the exact date. But you are, in essence, Your Honor, in essence, the trustee. There's a lot of background, but, part of why I'm here, I'm excoriated in these pleadings, but I'm not here to defend myself like I caused the center of this. But everything that Mr. Bernstein, one of the children, said is absolutely false. We have been funded in the Registry Court. We have, on numerous occasions, agreed. We're not opposed to me. These aren't my funds. I can't say whether I consent or don't consent. I could object theoretically to a request for the children's health, education, welfare, and support. I don't have any objection, but that doesn't relieve Your Honor of your duty to remove the request and make it close enough. I will say something. There was a mortgage foreclosure you've heard a little bit about, and I think it's important that you're going to be making a decision what to do with these funds, and you understand a little briefly the history of the mortgage foreclosure. Back in 2014, in June of 2014, my client filed a petition with then Judge Cole. This case was pretty much every judge in Palm Beach County at one point or another over the 14 years. We approved because it was the trustee's business judgment that the trustee should use the estate funds to purchase the mortgage that's at issue to protect this interest for these children. And I stated that the alternative would require Mr. Song, whose counsel is in the courtroom over here, the holder of the first mortgage to retain counsel and litigate against Bernstein Family Realty, all the fees that are on the Zoom call, and the current occupant of the property, Mr. Bernstein. I wrote, we would anticipate such litigation to be very costly to the mortgage holder, and any attorney who is interested in any fees involved in it. Cost and expense would only add to the...
Objection, Your Honor, again. He's not a trustee. He's not a trustee.
Okay, well, I think what I'm going to do is, because this is set on an emergency basis and it was set for 15 minutes, we're going to have a longer hearing. It's going to be an in-person hearing. That way everybody will have the opportunity to speak and whatnot. I'm not sure it's an emergency under the administrative order pursuant to the rules that we abide by for emergencies. Emergencies usually deal with removals of minor children from the jurisdiction, among other things, that qualify as emergencies. So what I'd like to do is set this for, hearing in person, and we can do it that way.
Your Honor, the hearing in person is difficult for the trustee.
Hold on one second. I'm sorry. Please don't speak. I'd like to actually hear your position for a minute since you haven't had an opportunity to talk. Go ahead. So, it's our position that the motion should either be denied or if she should be inclined to grant that order, and at that point, the funds are no longer issue of funds, not trust, because long as she and her children, there is pending final judgment.
request that were not consistent with Judge Shear's order, and then is relied upon the judicial officer to not make the rest of the determination. These are not my thoughts or my clients, but you do need to be aware of these and maybe read that order, Judge Shear, to understand what the terms of the trust were and what was expected of the trust. It's a shame it's taken this long and it's broken it so many times. Thank you for your time.
Your Honor.
Convoluted. No, I'm not going to do anything more to
you. Well, I just want you to take judicial notice that everything Mr. Rose said.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bernstein.
Mr. Bernstein was a trustee.
Mr. Bernstein.
Trustee.
Mr. Bernstein, are you a party
in
the
court? You can fuck me up. I'm reporting all this.
There's an order in one of the cases, I believe, this case, that bars him from Mr. Elliot Bernstein from participation. I don't have everything with me because I came, but that you might look at the orders. I do believe Judge Phillips or one of the prior judges entered an order barring him from participating. I may be out of school. I don't know. I'm advising the court as a possibility, and I believe it may have been an order of the 4th District Court of Appeals prohibited him from having pro se filings any further.
Related to the Saw matter, that was another case that I had that I'm no longer on that I believe Judge Burton had. Is that correct?
But, Your Honor, I would just object here of Mr. Rose being allowed to continue. If Your Honor's not going to hear from everyone, then they shouldn't be hearing from Rose. Mr. Rose is involved in the fraud. It should be a simple thing on the registry money. And this is the game that they've been playing.
You are muted. Okay, so I'm going to set this on first in person for everybody to be here in person at 1 p.m. on June 20th. At 1 p.m., okay?
Your Honor, really quick, Ginger, my grandmother, the current trustee of the trust, is in California, so that's going to be a difficult, task for her to show up in person.
Is she unable to travel?
Financially unable to travel. I mean, it's an expensive trip from California to here.
One of the things I'm concerned about, please nobody else talk, and please don't interrupt me, okay? One of the concerns I have is that it's her emergency motion, and I can't even see her on Zoom. So she cannot even show her video. I'm unable to have a hearing where if she can't be in person and she can't actually show her video, unless she's incapacitated in some way, obviously. So I'm going to ask everybody to meet and confer and talk about it. In the meantime, I'll look at the court file. But as of right now, it'll be in person at 1 p.m., and maybe the parties will, all of you can agree that she, Ms. Sanger can appear by Zoom. But everybody else is going to have to be here in person on 6:20, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so,
In addition, Your Honor, I definitely want to object to Sweet Apple and his team being at the next hearing. They are not a party to this trust, and they're seeking funds as expressly barred from accusing under the trust creditor protections. His actions are knowing violations, and at this point merit sanctions. He shouldn't be collecting trust funds.
Okay, well, you can make that argument at a later date. This is just a preliminary hearing. We'll see the order for June 20th at 1 p.m. in person. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day. Take care.
Your Honor? Just make sure it's noticed evidentiary.
Goodbye.